my wife having to take care of the four kids and me and being pregnant. You know, I felt bad the last few weeks, but I'm starting to become a little more independent in what I can do, and I'm moving around a little bit better. So,
what's the time frame for you as far as being able to get back out there and start doing, you know, football-related activities?
I think, you know, maybe 2 more months or so before I'll be able to go at it, you know, 100%. So it's just, you know, the bones got to heal, and then I've kind of got to regain the strength that I lost in my leg.
What was that like? I mean, you get the job back, the team's starting to roll again, you're in Indy, and out of nowhere, you break your leg.
Yeah, there was a lot of disappointment. I mean, I was down about it, but, you know, it's just part of the game. I think I was, you know, headed in the right direction in terms of some of the stuff that I was doing, the way that I was playing, but it was great to see the guys respond and kind of rally the last few games. You know, for Case, who was here in the off season, to come in and do what he did was a lot of fun to watch. And then just to see everybody pick their games up and rally, and the way the defense played. And it was weird watching it on the couch at home, but it was also a lot of fun just to see the way guys were flying around.
How do you view your future here, Brian?
You know, this is one of those days you come in. There's always uncertainty. The last 2 years in the places I've been, the staffs have been let go. And so, you know, obviously coming in today, knowing that Coach O'Brien, you know, thought he did a great job this year. And in terms of the way that all the players responded, we certainly respect him and his coaching style. And I think everybody bought in, and you could see that throughout the year. But, you know, you don't know what's going to happen from here on out. You just kind of, you know, put your head down and keep doing your job.